Buddy. It is January 28th. We are, this is a board of directors meeting for Highmark Charter School. We are at 2467 East South Weber Drive in South Weber. And it is 7:02. I'm here and I'm Richard Bigler.
Blake Peterson.
I'm Lori Drake.
Dennis Peterson.
Bentley McIntyre.
Kelly Lockwood.
Erin Johnston.
Ryan Smith.
Crystal Taylor.
Kim Noor.
And we have one.
Gina James.
Visitor.
We have one Gina James.
We have one Gina James. All right. Is there any public comment?
Yes.
All right.
So I'm public comment. I'll stand just to be official. But I'm with the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. I'm a program coordinator for training. And just want to invite you to our regional training. We may not have gotten the information out. We did have our Northern Utah regional training, which is the fight back training with David Acosta. So the closest training, the next training for you will be February. I can print it out. Just if you want to send teachers or anything down there, I have a flyer.
Is it also fight back training?
It is the fight back training. So I don't know if anyone's interested. Here's the flyer for that. You can pass that information. And then we just have ongoing trainings or any questions and help. And you have the great people of Academica West, so you know, you're on board. But we also offer job fair and then our big conference in the spring. So we just invite you and your board and any administrators, and if you want to come to that. We have an administrative retreat coming up too in March, so we'll get some information to you on that.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, on to the principal's report.
Oh my goodness, okay. So I've got a couple of things I want to share with you. Just to make sure that you know. I think there's enough, Kelly. You can share with me, you know. Mm-hmm. I think you know that we have new testing this year, and we've been doing the SAGE for the last 5 years, something like this. So this year it's going to be called the RISE, and it's our first year of doing it. And is for grades 3 through 8, and you can see there it says what's new, and that second thing is it's a new interface, so it's a new appearance and experience, and it is so new that teachers need to go on and have the kids go through it with them like a couple of times. So if they're doing math, they decide what the answer is, but they would need to do greater than, and there's nothing there to be able to do that sign, so they have to know to go over and do a drop down over here and then pick it and drag it over. It's very amazingly cumbersome, but we'll figure it out. SAGE was cumbersome for us too. It just was, you know, it was a new interface. So this one is going to be kind of interesting for us to get through. But we've done the training with teachers, so they're all going to get their kids on and walk them through the English, walk them through the math. There's no science on yet, but the day that we start testing, the days the testing window is open, the science will be open. So it gives us really a lot of time to get through them.
So when do you start testing?
Not till the second week in April.
And is that across the board? Is that when Aspire is as well? Is everything?
Well,
the testing itself
opens up the 1st of April.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we've chosen the last, 2 weeks into it. You got to be done, 6 weeks right before the end?
6 weeks from the last day
right.
of your school.
Okay.
So that depends on when your last day is.
It depends on how fast you can test, what
right,
kind of computers
right.
you have.
But you can't start before 6 weeks before the last
right.
day.
So, and then the other thing that's different this year is we're only going to do writing for 5th and 8th graders. So that's new. And that will be a separate score. It's always been that they put the two together. And so we've never really known, do they know language arts or do they know writing? We've not really been able to decipher that. So that's new to us too. And then on the other side of that, you have grades 9 and 10. And that's called Utah Aspire Plus. So this is a hybrid ACT and then the assessment that goes along with a core. We don't really know what that's going to look like too much, but it does have the same sections that an ACT has. And the challenge with it is that the tests are 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 260 minutes, and 145. And they can't, when they start, they have to finish just like an ACT. So that's a real challenge for us because our classes are only 80 minutes. So we've had to get creative in how we're going to make that work. And you know that as soon as the bell rings, they're not going to be on the computer ready to go, right? So, you know.
So yes. Maris, what about accommodations and stuff? Do you have to do all the accommodations for your Bible uh-huh. doors? And
yeah, and they've and got in the Utah Spire, they've got all the things that you click on it, just like they did before.
Okay.
But we don't have accommodations here to speak of other than added time on
extra
the test.
Time.
Yeah,
okay.
It's about the only thing. And headphone sets that speak. But anyone can have that anyway. If you want to plug in your headphone set, that'll read it to you no matter mm-hmm. what. So that's not anything really big deal. So yeah, but there's all kinds of accommodations that you have to click on mm-hmm. and get that into you before. Okay. So so we have Denise Carlson here that does our assessment and our IT, and she only works part-time, and every day I'm thankful for her. I like pet her when I go past.
She's here.
She's so good, and she just does everything, and she takes explicit notes, and so if you say to her, so what was that one thing in, that they were telling us at the Spire training, and she's like, number 12 was, she has it all. I mean, she's amazing. So thank goodness we have her. And she's going to have us all ready and set to go. And so it's going to be, we can't do a comparison again. Remember when we switched from to Sage, there was no comparison. So it's going to be another year like that. And there's some things that are the same, but there's a lot that's different. So.
And my comment is, how does the state even get enough data when they keep switching every couple of years?
Well, that's right. Above my pay grade to answer
that
one.
Question to us.
It was rhetorical.
Oh, good, good.
More of a rhetorical question.
I mean, it's a good question.
But the one thing we do know is they switched because of money. You know, the Sage became very, very expensive, and they switched. And if I understand this right, it's more their test now. So maybe we'll have it for 6 years instead of five. So, I don't know. It's still good data no matter what, because it gives teachers an opportunity to say, okay, my kid didn't know this, so I need to spend some more time, or, you know, I need to do that differently. And so even if we can't compare child to child, it's still good data for any formal testing at the end of the year is a good thing. It is a good thing. So I just wanted you to have... I think you can have one of those. So I printed more.
I'm usually in these meetings with you, so I'm
sorry. Sorry. I just printed our numbers out right now. I wanted you to know that these are where we are, and we're holding pretty tight to the numbers that we started with. But we lose a child, and Kathy is so good. She just reaches in there and grabs one. And so... with that, we've been able to keep our numbers up. Very seldom can we not fill a slot, but just so you know, come March, so when third quarter ends, we're not going to take any others. It doesn't matter if they quit or not. We've got to cut them off with testing and be ready for that. And we're already seeing that we're taking these kids in from other places, and you'll see on this and the thing that when I show you the assessment, how that's affected us a little bit. So, but I just wanted you to see those numbers and to see that we're hanging in there. And I can't remember what we started with, Ryan, but I bet it's close to that. I'm estimating
numbers, so
it's
I'm
close to that.
I'm going
to
say yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So grade 9 is over 100.
Uh-huh.
Did you pull others in?
Uh-huh. We have. We've taken ninth graders. It's been very scary because ninth graders that come, you know.
Contributing to more SPED students?
You know what? We've really lucked out, and no, it hasn't. And it has in elementary, but not
elementary.
In the junior high. So okay. Now remember, in ninth grade, we started with like 118, mm-hmm. I think, originally, and, you know, we lost some. So our seventh grade and eighth grade have kind of hung in there. Eighth grade's always been the one that's been a little less all the way through. So if we can keep those numbers around 100, then we're pretty happy with that.
Mary, do you wait until the term ends and begins when you bring kids in, or do you just...
No.
Are you kidding?
I know, we're crazy. I know, we just retain. grab them.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you have to worry about credits, and I see we don't have to do that in elementary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And even in junior high, ninth grade gets kind of dicey, but even seventh and eighth, it's like, oh, here's your transcript. Okay, we can make that match.
That's true.
Because it doesn't matter.
The credits don't matter and stuff. Okay.
Right. So. And then I just wanted to share with you our seminar. I'd like for you to see that. I think I have enough.
Hey, Mary, before we move on.
Oh, sorry.
Off of that, yes. Do we know what the next year's numbers look like yet?
I do. And we just barely opened
remember. I know. So, it's very preliminary. But.
I know, and I just knew there'd be someone like you, Ryan, that would ask. I mean, Blake, that would ask that.
Inquiring minds.
Oh, let's see where I put it. Yeah. So, this is, I didn't print you all off one, but I'll just pass this down to you. We're really short in seventh grade, but we knew that because there's only two classes now. So, but certainly look at those, and I had her print those, and then I thought, you guys don't want to see that. But then I thought, someone's going to ask that, so I'm going to bring a coffee.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. So I think we're in pretty good shape. Elementary, there's no problem. But when you look at it, you'll see that we don't have as many waiting in some of the grade levels that we normally have. But the junior high, where anyone who applies, they're pretty much in. So tell your friends and neighbors. Jump in fast.
So Amy was telling me about a lady that she was working with today who... Her son used to come here and played on the basketball team when he was sixth grade, and then when he started junior high, she moved him to his regular junior high because they moved and she didn't want to be running over here, but she's not happy with the junior high that he's in and wants to bring him back over here, but is wondering if we used to have, I guess when the school started, I vaguely remember this, some sort of clearinghouse for people who wanted to carpool from different places.
We have tried that, Richard.
And she was wondering if that still existed. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think they did a little better job of it the first year. But we'll put it out there. And so we had some people at just throw it on the table out there, Blake. That's good. All right. Or you can take it home with you since you asked a question. It's your gift. But we had a parent at North Ogden that wanted it, so we tried to pull it back together again and we actually hooked her up with another parent that was down the street. Not one time have they ridden together. So I don't know. We try to help them. If someone's interested, then we try to say, here's some people around you, possibly, and then they
she
can
would
reach
be
out.
Totally happy with just knowing if there were some people around her.
Yeah. Where does she live?
Layton somewhere.
We have a lot of Layton people. Remember the demographics. Yeah, we're growing in Layton.
So I'll let her know.
Yeah. What grade is he in?
Eighth, I think.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this is that SEM letter, and I know all of you open your email immediately when you get it from the school. And so this
I
might
open
be.
I these ones. They're interesting.
They are so interesting. So this is our gifted and talented. And I just want to just point out, look on the side of second grade. I just want you to look under second grade language arts. They've been doing Greek mythology. That's pretty educated, right? And then and they wrote their own newspaper using the mythology. And then they've been studying fractions in second grade math. They don't do fractions in second grade. They don't even do times tables in second grade. So I mean, these are kids who are really interested. They're there for the right reason. And then flip it over on the other side, and you can just read this as you want. But in fifth grade, look in math. Just read that, what she's been doing here.
Fibonacci numbers. Uh-huh.
The golden ratio. So I just happened to be in there when she was teaching that.
I love that.
And I haven't had that since I was probably in high school, maybe. Do you think that's about when we used to hear about that sometimes with math? And I listened to her, and those kids had that. And one of them picked up the pattern, and then all of them, once that person kind of said, well, let me just show you the beginning, and they all had it. It was just like, wow. So she does a really, really good job. She has a... She's had enough kids that have been so interested in doing their own projects that she's actually done a time frame for about 45 minutes for genius hours, she calls it. And she'll bring certain kids in, fourth through sixth, And they come in and they decide what they want to work on, and then they start working on that project. So we got a new fifth grade teacher. So I took her in there because there were some fifth graders to introduce them to her. And those kids wouldn't even hardly look up from the computers. And I said, okay, eyes over here. I want to introduce you to your new teacher.
Hello.
When you come out of here, you're going to, you know. And but one was working on DNA, was very interested in DNA, and wanted to find out some things. And then another one wanted some chemistry, wanted to look at some elements and how they mixed and how that worked. And then one was into sports, and he was looking at stats and seeing if he could finally maybe find some patterns and maybe later write a program and get those stats in there. And I mean,
Moneyball.
Yeah, they were just so intense on that. And it's just those kind of things that I just think, I'm so glad we have this. Yeah. So. You know, just awesome. So you know. So when people say, well, I just don't know if they're going to be challenged, say, oh, yes, they will be. So, okay. And then just want to share with you what's happening with our business integration. I think most of you know, but our on the 7th, so what, a week from now, is our Highmark Expo. And if you remember, that's where the 8th graders have a product to sell. Okay. The 7th graders are our little worker bees, so we teach them how to work, and then they can have their own business. And then the 9th graders mentor them, but they mentor them a little bit, but mainly the 9th grader looks at the nonprofit. So they're heading up to giving back to society and finishing that cycle of business. And so they head out on the nonprofit on the 19th, and they'll be going to Youth Impact and a food pantry and Habitat for Humanity. And they'll visit all three of those and figure out what they're doing. They take the whole day, and so it's pretty cool. So, you know, we're just coming into our big times. Fifth grade will be going to Junior Achievement in Salt Lake here. I want to say March.
Yeah, that's Gateway.
March, the Gates Gateway. So just, you know, we just have a lot of events that are coming up. We just did Reality Town after Christmas, and that's where the 8th graders go in there and they get a paycheck. They get their wages based upon their GPA. They are not happy people, some of them. They said, I'm smarter than this. I said, maybe not. I don't know. You got to, you know, you got to do the work. But they said, no one can live off this. No one can live off this. You know, so I said, there's the Army. Go join the Army. Get another income. I don't know. So, but it's really fun to watch them, and they get really into that. So we're doing a lot of good things. Our elementary are always doing, every 2 weeks, a new grade's doing some kind of a business that they're doing. So it's fun, and they advertise and just do everything like they should do, so it's good. Okay, and then the other thing I want to share with you is this Tibbles, and I don't think I have enough for you. So
it's okay.
You gave it to me. Yeah. You gave it to me. So but I just want you to see that we're on our second test. You know, we did the beginning, and now we're in the middle. And on this first sheet is our whole school. And so you can see that at the beginning we had 39 that were in red and 39 at the half year. And so this is where I'm telling you, as we've had new kids come in, that we've, you know, they're not our kids that we've taught, so we have to adjust to them. And some of them came in just before testing, so, but it doesn't matter where they test, we still grab hold of them. Mm-hmm. And then on the next page does a breakdown of the different grades, so you can kind of see. But I just want to point out, look at Tammy Hills, for example, down there in second grade. You see Hill T?
Yeah.
She has 13% and then 20%. Look how many kids that is. That's two kids. Two kids went into red that weren't in red before. And so you can see the percentages are really low. So since Kelly's here, Kelly, tell them what we do with these kids that are in red.
After every Dibbles test, the reading specialist, myself, and the special ed teacher in the elementary, we get together and we go over and make sure that we've identified all of these kids that are in the red and the yellows. So all of the students, and you can see every grade has 1 to 5 kids, but every single student in the red and yellow are in some kind of intervention program or have been identified through child study that are going through testing for special ed services if needed. So they're getting pullouts, progress monitoring, additional interventions with either the reading specialist or with the special education teacher.
So those in the red were not, and even in the yellow were not, we are so paying attention to them. They are in our small groups. We've got an adult with them, an adult that's really, testing them and training them and teaching them. So, and you have to remember that out of those red, about 26 of them are SPED kids right now. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That, you know, not saying that all SPED kids are the red, because they're not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Some of them are hearing and, you know, different things. But I just want you to know that we're really, really paying attention to them, and that we look for the third test to really pull them out of there, you know, as much as we can.
But that's how we identified that a couple of these kids were brand new to us that were reds, is that they were not on our radar until they got tested this time. And, you know, they'd only been with us for a week before they did DIBELS testing, and that's how we identified
them. So they didn't come with 504s or anything, mm-hmm. So you had to...
They were just
hello.
Kids we didn't know, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now we know when they've got interventions and they are, you know, already in a group.
That's good.
So.
Okay. Other questions on that?
So what is Durant's class doing? Because they look pretty darn good.
I know. Okay, so just, you know, reading swells and sway, you know, a little mm-hmm. bit. And kindergarten, we'll test some kids, and they're in the green, because that first test is really easy. And then the second test, all of a sudden, you got, you know, more of them in there. First grade is tough on reading. I mean, you're teaching sight words and blends and, you know, all of those things. And then second grade, it kind of levels out. And then third grade, they can read and they can write. And so she doesn't have to do the basics anymore. She can really hit her, the reading and fluency and comprehension and those kind of things. But Durant is a master teacher. And, I mean, she is, and she is dedicated. And just if you ever want to come in and watch one person, she'd be your person to watch in elementary. She's on it. And they know, she even starts to talk, and they say to her, that's detail, that's point of view, that, I mean, she's got them doing that. So she's really good. I know, I want to clone her, Dennis. Put a one in every grade. But she is good. So, but they do, you know, they do improve. And then in fourth grade, sorry to say, but they kind of crash a little bit. So it's kind of the way it is. But we want them all on level come third grade if we can. And then fourth and fifth, sixth, and that starts really separating, especially the SPED kids. You know, and they don't really catch up so much after that. So any other questions? Okay, then I just want one more thing. Sorry, Richard. But I want you to see what we're doing here with all of our interventions, just so that you know. And so this ESGI, no one knows what it stands for, so don't ask, but it's an assessment. I don't know. It's in fact, I even Googled it today to say, there's got to be a real name for it, but it's not. It says it's an assessment platform for continuity with reading.
But it doesn't tell you what the acronym is?
No. No, not anywhere can I find that. Even on the books and stuff, it does ESGI.
I know.
So, but this is a really good assessment, and we do kindergarten, first, and second twice a week. And then we have CBM, and this has been easy CBM, and this has been one we've picked up in reading and math, just because we need an assessment. We need something that we, besides their textbook. So you can see what we do there. So look at that poor kinder, first, and second. You can tell what they're doing all the time, right? They're teaching and then assessing, and teaching and assessing just that quickly. So, and then you've got the RISE, and with the RISE, we expect them to do the benchmarks so that the kids are used to the tests, and we want that done quarterly, and Utah Compose at least twice a month on Utah Compose for their writing. So,
what does CBM stand for?
Curriculum-based measurement.
Measurement, yeah.
So,
that was an extra point, Kelly.
How much are we relying on the tool Utah Compose?
Not much.
I hope not.
No. Why do you not like it?
So, my ninth grade daughter.
Yes.
Got in and...
We're not going to say her name, because we don't talk about kids individually.
That's right. Got in and wrote something in Utah Compose and got a score. I read what she wrote, and it was garbage.
Really?
Yeah, just total garbage.
Wow.
And so I walked her through a few things with sentence and paragraph structure and taught her a few things. She went in and revised, and we got a lower score.
That's because you didn't have three syllable words.
It was because it was not as high volume as what she had put in there.
Yeah.
And I thought, what are we teaching with this?
I know. So this is what we're teaching. That's a great question. So it does some grammar very well. It does punctuation pretty good.
Okay.
So that's a beginning. That's a huge beginning, especially in the lower grades. But the Utah Compose is not, it's not great, but it's a quick thing that kids can write in, and it's not full essay kind of thing, but it's a quick thing they can write in. And then if they have a passing score, now they can turn it into the teacher, and now the teacher grades for content.
I hope so.
that's as far as it gets. But hopefully it teaches transitions and a variety of sentences and that sort of thing, but the truth is, I don't think so much. But that comes from the teacher reading it. So they're just doing that as far as just basic grammar, really, is what it is. Which is, it's an okay thing. I just found out today that you check on it and it shows you all your errors, like misspelled words or sentences that are incorrect. And then you hit it to review, you review it, and then you hit it to correct it. And all of that goes away. And you have to magically figure out where that was. And I thought, what are we teaching them indeed, I don't know that. I know. I'm kind of getting down on it myself, but it's still one of the best things we can do. So why don't you just say that out loud? Well, is that what it is? Yeah. Educational software for
guiding instruction.
Oh my gosh, how did you find that?
Well, I had to go into a Facebook, and then it said, what does it stand for?
I don't go on Facebook, so I wouldn't know that.
I didn't have to go all the way in.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? We've said this for 2 years. We could not find a name. We just like it, but we don't know the name.
What does ESGI stand for?
Well, I'm going to write that down and put it on my desk. Okay, good. So I just want you to realize that we're doing a lot of assessment. We're not just teaching to the test, but we're paying attention to the test. But the test is by core standards, so we just, the bottom line is you just keep teaching that core. That's what you do, and it should work out. But I wonder what they'll do with Utah Compose this next year now that they've gone through so many things. I don't know.
If this is assessment at school, how did you even read what she was doing and help her rewrite it?
It's not an assessment at school. It's an online tool web-based. That they can get in and write on.
Oh, that they just do. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
And the teachers just use it, especially in the lower grades, for the grammar and that. And it's really effective for that. And kids can chart their progress on it. And the junior high, they won't let them turn in a paper unless there's no marks on there. But then the teacher has to read it for, of course, content. But they're pretty disappointed in the writing themselves. I said, well, you could avoid Utah Compose and just have them write it, right? Yeah. So, and I think they do that a lot more in ninth grade than the other two. So that's a good question. Okay. Any other questions on that? Assessments or anything?
Not the assessments.
Don't be talking like bad like that.
I'm sorry.
We have what we have, right? We use what it was really the cat's meow when it first came out, I have to tell you. But yeah, we're pretty disillusioned now with it. You don't use it at all in the high school?
Never heard of it.
I wouldn't use it as a high school teacher either. I would not let them go in there and do that.
Students at Northridge High have used it.
Have they?
But yeah. Teachers at Northridge High have used it.
They do?
Some.
Is there a better program, Lori, that you've seen?
I don't know.
No,
I'm curious.
They write them and then they correct them.
A hard one.
Yeah, they have a teacher.
It's called a teacher. Yeah.
It's that old-fashioned thing.
Pay them
thing.
A lot of money.
Yeah. It's that old-fashioned thing.
With the red pen.
Yeah. But really, there's no program that can correct an essay for a kid. I mean, there's just not. It can correct punctuation. It can correct some things, but can't correct an essay. I wish. I used to spend a lot of hours.
It does a nice job with spell check.
Yeah. But it goes away after you hit review. So I said if I were, I would be taking notes before I went into, right? And in fact, his third grade teacher, she said, well, my kids aren't that smart, Mary. I said, maybe they need to be. I teach them.
And the first thing I teach my students is, don't you trust spell check for a second. In fact, I have everybody download Grammarly. I love Grammarly. Oh, my gosh. So all my college students use it. All my high school
What is it called?
Grammarly.com. Mm. And it takes care of my emails I'm sending out. You know how you hurry and write an email and it flashes? Oh, my gosh. Let me fix it. Yeah, it's really neat.
So you don't even have to read your emails anymore, Laura?
Yes, I still read my emails. Just once, very quickly. Yes.
So, okay, that's my report.
You haven't heard anything from the accreditation people?
No. Okay. I did complain about your complaint, though, to her before she gave us our...
What was my complaint?
What was it?
Richard said that he went in there and it was brutal.
It was brutal.
He said, had I known, I wouldn't have come.
It was like the Spanish Inquisition in there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm appreciative that Richard came, because he answered most of the questions.
Well, I was glad to have Blake there, because there were a couple of questions she asked, and I just thought, Blake is more qualified to answer. And Blake just looked at me like, I am so
Don't
going
set
to
me
kill
up.
And then you said, Kim, can you remind us about...
No, I just thought the questions were nonsensical.
Well, they're not. There's nowhere in the whole accreditation that says anything about the board. I mean, I would have prepared you better because the time before you had to, right. Remember?
The questions they definitely wanted to know what we knew about certain things. And that's what the questions were.
But not even about the school. The first question was, well, Mary's explained that you're a governing board, so what do you do besides govern? I wanted you both to say, well, nothing.
That's it.
Because we're a good governing board. That was the first question.
We sometimes down and eat lunch with the kids.
I would have said, if you bring your lunch, I would have said, is this a trick question?
Yeah. See, I wasn't prepared. I'd have known going in, I could have really...
I Kim and I both said, what do they want to talk to you about?
It was
weird. It was weird. Yeah.
I just would like to...
So I did complain about that.
Ceremony for all the board with pinning on.
Yes, let's do that.
I had an idea. We could bring in a real hawk, and you can all hold the hawk.
Put the big glove on.
The big leather glove.
I was talking to Crystal about that person that shared them. That's what she said. We could have them every time.
Well, it seemed like this lady that was in charge, isn't she like the board chair of our charter school?
Yes.
Seemed like she was trying to get information from us
and then try and use
that information to tell us how we're not as good as they are. We're not doing it as right as they are.
I've sat in many of those, and that was the weirdest.
Well, that's not the way we do it at our school. Before we bring a board member on, we have to make sure that they read these five books, and then we have an assessment test, and then there's the spiritual
side. Put him on the
ESGI. The spiritual side. There's a little baptism ceremony, and then we do the blood thing, and then I'm just like...
He said it was brutal.
What are you talking about? Well, how did you choose your bed? She just sat right there, and we asked her a few questions. And I said, welcome to the board.
She had competition. Dennis didn't even have much competition. We only had, three, I think, with you.
So that Richard said we got a great board member. So he was very, very
you
great.
You said that.
And we didn't make you read five books.
No. I read a couple great articles.
How are you on fundraising? I'm like... Nope. I
Guess
know
who
that
else
back
does.
East that you have to, there's fundraising portion to the board where you have to do fundraising, but
at the national, that was a big thing, wasn't it? Fundraising.
Yeah, a huge thing.
Yeah. We don't even do fundraising.
Back there, back in, Michigan and those states, I mean, you can create your own little charter school kingdom and make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Tell them we're a business charter school. We just run the business.
That's right.
That's what we're about.
I thought it was interesting that she said, give us a one-word description of your school.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And Blake's like, business. And she's like, oh, that's good. And I'm like, entrepreneurialism. And she's like, well, that doesn't really relate to business. That's not the same.
That's
business.
Actually
I'm
what
like,
we're about.
I did a great job. So, I'll tell you off the record.
Okay.
And when they got all done, exactly. We were in the hall, and I said to her, well, she was cute. Richard said, what does that have to do with anything? Yeah. I was like, well, she was cute.
And I went in to get permission to go into the meeting with Richard and Blake.
Yeah.
The first thing she said to me, because I know her, she said, well, yeah, like, you just show up everywhere.
Depends on what school.
This is my school.
Yeah, I did. But she gave me permission to come in, and they did a great job.
She wouldn't, let me go into anything with her, other than what she invited me to. Yeah, we had teachers that they met after school, and she wanted certain teachers in there, you know, and so I sent them in, but I sent in the team leaders that had been over so much of it. And she removed everyone. She said to Kelly, no, you're out. She said to Sean, you're out. She removed
him. She said, do you teach a class? And I said, well, kind of. Specifically, what kind of class do you? I teach social skills classes. Would you let me? She said, no, you're out.
You're out. She actually removed. Then she said to me, find me some teachers. Well, it's 3:45. Guess who's in the building at 3:45? Brand new teachers. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So I gathered
They're
them,
still here.
Said to him, good luck.
Just
good luck. And they weren't even here for part of our process, you know, some of them. So. And then she criticized us that I brought in brand new teachers, and I said, you need to be specific what you want from me. You know, you said teachers, I brought teachers in. She did let the counselor stay. She let her stay. She doesn't teach a class either, except
social skills classes, yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of bizarre. A little piece of it was kind of bizarre. But so I don't know how we're going to turn out, but I wasn't happy with some, so.
So is our accreditation all dependent upon this one person?
I think so. She puts data in, and supposedly it's fair. It's right through the Utah Compose. And
she had two.
The one thing Mary asked was, does anybody ever contest it? And the answer to that was yes. And so she was able to. Did you ever find out who's over it now? Not Mary Kay Kirkland?
No. And I did write to her because I said to Kim, I know I'm going to have to ask for an exemption here or something with her. Because two things she told us she's going to give us a zero on. One was the parents. That I brought in parents of teachers here, and I said, "Then be specific what you want." I said it's hard to bring a parent in. You're 45 minutes to an hour behind the hour that you said you're going to do them. You know.
Well, and plus she just met with two parents.
Right.
Which but we pointed
no,
out.
No, they weren't parents. They were board members. So anyway, so
same,
she
yeah.
said, "So I'm going to give you zero on that because they were all teachers." But I gave her teachers of kids with different problems. Well, they're not going to sugarcoat that. They want what they want for their kid, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we gave her a variety of kids who are successful, those who aren't, sped kids. I mean, I gave her, and I felt like these teachers could, as parents, could talk their talk better than, you know, someone else. Blake was here for a while, and he left. They were so far behind, even with you two, you know. So, anyway, and our PTSO... they started and then they all have full-time jobs. I don't know what's happened to those people, right? So you can't bring them in. And so, and you just don't want, I mean, any parent in the hall, hey, do you want to come talk to her? You know, so anyway, so I did, I said to her, I just have to tell you, I'm going to contest this. If you give us a zero on parents and then I don't know, one other thing I said, I'm not going to put up with that. So, anyway, we had a teacher one time, a Weber, an administrator, that she didn't like the score they gave her, and she said, I'm going to fight that, and I did one of these like that, right? She did it. They changed the score. So I thought, okay, I can do that.
Ooh, okay.
But she had her data, and, I mean, I have mine. I can look at their thing. It doesn't say parents that work there. I mean, it doesn't say that. I could
and
have got
other
her the others.
Have absolutely done that.
We used them last time,
uh-huh.
And because there, it's more convenient, you know.
We could have hired some professional parents.
We could have.
These are professional actors.
They're not actual parents.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Okay.
So we'll see. I'll let you know as soon as I
have. As long as I don't
have
to go through that again, whatever.
You might have to if she
can do it. He'll just assign it out next time.
I don't know if there was any way for you to be prepared for those questions, Richard. You did fine.
Well,
Well, and I've been in one of those before, and that was nothing like the one.
Not anything.
I was glad that there were two of us there, because.
Well, and you remember last time you guys were part of that process. Remember, we did a lot of things together as a board.
On the board, right. And they removed that standard.
Yeah, I don't know why they want. I ask her, why do you want to talk to board members?
This board has no standards.
We used to set it off, but it kept getting in the way of what we wanted.
Lori, 5 years ago, you did not today.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah,
because it was a joke, because he says it to the recorder.
I was totally joking. When I said that.
Okay, Richard, that's my report. I'm done.
Good job, Mary.
Right.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the budget report.
Yay, budget report. Before I get into it, I'm going to turn the time over to Ryan.
Uh-oh, this cannot be good news.
Oh, this is great news.
Oh, great news. Oh, awesome.
He's going to present our financial audit.
Yeah, just got a couple
that
things
we
here.
Got completed.
It is done. So I'll give this to you guys when we're done here. Also, today we finished the tax return, which
nice.
Is based on the audit. They finished,
nice.
So you can't do one without the other. Don't get too excited. It's really due November 15th. We had to extend it. With this.
So we didn't get a zero on the audit?
No. You got unqualified.
We are not either
opinion,
on the accreditation.
No, you did exactly as good as you could have on an audit. So a couple things from the audit. Typically the auditors read this. I'm not as boring as they are, but this will still be dry. So. The auditor's opinion is to our responsibility is to express an opinion on these financial statements based on our audits. We conducted our audits in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America and the standards applicable to financial audits contained in the governmental auditing standard issued by the Comptroller General of the United States. Those standards require that we plan and perform the audit to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial statements are free from material misstatement. And I will skip the next huge paragraph and just get to the meat of it. Oh,
it's
you wait.
Dry.
Yeah. We believe the audit evidence is sufficient to and appropriate to provide a basis for our opinion. In our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects the financial position of Highmark Charter School as of June 30th, 2018 and 17, and the changes in the net assets for the cash flow of the year. Then ended in accordance with the county principles generally accepted in the United States of America. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's have
Did
a
we get an A? So.
You got an A.
And
yeah.
No, nothing.
Pass
nothing.
Nothing. Unqualified opinion.
That's amazing.
No recommendation.
Because you usually have one or two.
Usually there's a recommendation
things.
Or something.
It's usually sped.
They, yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, well, this doesn't look as sped. This is the financial
audit.
Oh,
it doesn't.
So it takes
doesn't
all
look
funding.
At the sped
so
money or anything.
I'll leave that for your, anyone have Perusal. Insomnia?
Let's give Ryan a
Thanks,
hand.
Ryan.
All right. Yay.
It's all about data, getting it in there.
This I will not read because this is a 37-page IRS document full of check marks and boxes based upon that information. But I'll leave it here for your signature, or if anyone does want to read it, it is here. It
well,
is, however, a public document.
I was
so,
thinking you might want to read
this. Yeah. This one is a public document, though. Mm-hmm. So when it's filed to the IRS, it's available for anyone who wants to look
right.
at it. So.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
Oh, no,
I'll do it again next year.
Agenda.
All right. Okay, with regards to the budget, if you guys look down in there, what we have there is a negative number with regards to income this year, which we had expected since we spent $500,000 on the new addition. But as you look through there, we're only in the negative about $300,000, which means that we're actually running very well with regards to budget this year. As you go on the individual line items, things are working, you know, the administration's budgeting well and pulling well on those things. We're still waiting on some of the income that we receive from the state and whatnot. But overall, the budget looks good.
Have we received all the disbursements from the loan, the low interest loan?
I got the check.
I know you did, but we have one more coming.
After this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've broken it into those sections.
What was that?
The loan is
the check.
Is.
The loan.
No, what was your question?
From the revolving loan.
Whether we had gotten all the disbursements from the.
We got the third one.
Just got the third.
So things are looking good, especially with the lower numbers that we had as we knew as we were going into this year as well. So.
Excellent. Anybody have any questions about that? Okay, let's move on to the consent items. We're a little bit behind schedule, but we think we can make it up. We need to approve the board minutes from October 15th and November 16th, and the closed session affidavit. And I assume we can do those all at the same time. Starting to learn a thing or two. Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 15th, 2018 board meeting minutes, as well as the November 16th board meeting minutes, and the closed session affidavit.
Ooh, I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Okay, we have another voting item, the 2019-20 school year calendar. Well, a voting item, sorry.
I've counted this, and you meet all of the requirements, and Mary and her team got it on the first try this year.
What? Nice.
1,000 extra points.
Everybody in the office counted it twice.
Yep.
Have we got it down to, have we got it down to the minute?
Can I just point out a couple of things for you?
Sure.
So the fall break is usually 2 days, and we're taking that full week.
Wow.
I know. And then Thanksgiving's the same. And then winter break is 2 weeks, like it usually is. Mm-hmm. And then our 1 week in spring. So it's really a nice calendar. It just all depends on where the holidays fall.
And the last day is May 22nd.
Yes.
How are these aligning with Weber and Davis?
Not so good. Now, some of them are. That spring break's the same, and of course Christmas is the same, mm-hmm. but... there's not too many that do the full week in October. And so, you know, other than that, we start early, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. We're in August, and we have to do that so we can gather those kids before they get into school.
Yep,
so,
that.
Yeah. So that's where we make up all the extra time. But, you know, the teachers, if you have a vacation in every one of them, I had somebody say to me, oh, we're coming in February, and there's nothing. And I said, there's President's Day. That's a whole day. They're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I feel better about that. So they, you know, we just get used to just one day. Just give us one day off, you know. So, but this is really, I mean, it's just all about the when the holidays hit. But it's a nice calendar this year. And one of the other schools, academics at other schools, she told me that they're out. They take a whole week in October for the fall break. They do some other funky things too, but I did take that one. And I love that. I think that's going to be great. We start school and then you just have a little bit of a break so that, you know, it helps get through that. So.
Looks good.
That's weird because your third quarter is shorter and that's usually the longest quarter.
Mm-hmm. Our second actually, quarter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do a back to school month and we're going to do an orientation. So we learned a few things last year. You challenged us to have this, and we're going to split the alphabet because we can't have everybody here at one time. But we're going to do we're going to try to do some things that bring the parents here, have some activities for kids and some different things. But we just feel like there's some information we need to give them that they need, and they need to be able to hear that from us. And so we'll have it on paper. But last year, we started at a certain time, and then we had parents that just kept coming in, you know, the whole time. And even toward the end, there were still parents coming in. So I think that we've taught them that we start, and, you know, and so hopefully next year they'll remember, okay, they start on time and it's a little, you know,
dated. So it's not an open house?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh. It's a welcome, and then they can go to their classes, mm-hmm. and, we, you know, we're looking to have trucks here and, you know, all that kind of thing, so... Hopefully it will encourage them to come to back to school night. But if they want the orientation, then they need to come in at 4 and 5:30. They want that.
Students are easy. Training the parents is difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is. And they won't do what we tell them to do even when we train them. That's what we find. But we just thought, you know, the coming, the drop-off and pick-up, if we could just say that to the right people, you know, so... I don't know if that'll help, but we've got, you know, two or three things on the agenda that we really, and we want new parents to grab that app that we have. We want them to download that app. We want them on Aspire before they leave. You know, there's just mm-hmm. some things That's like great. that we want to help them with. And so we really need them to be here and let us tell them those kind of things. So we'll do a, you know, we'll have a paper for them so those who come in at the end, we can hand it to them too. So.
Do we make a motion to approve this?
Crystal says yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Highmark Charter School 2019-2020 school year calendar.
We'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
Okay, book your cruises. There you go.
No?
Okay.
Is that what we're doing for the...
That's
a great retreat.
Your,
I love that.
Your cruise. I did say ours.
Well, we weren't going to do that, but if you insist, I think we can work that in.
All right, so calendaring?
Yep, the biggest calendaring item are the dates for the retreat. Everyone squared away May 3rd and 4th. I will update it on your calendar invite.
So I feel
That's
really bad that
retreat?
I forgot that Easter was the weekend we initially had it planned, and I did not think it was going to be that late in April. That's really late for Easter, but that's why we had to move it from the 19th and 20th, because that's our Easter concert for the choir. So.
And two of my biggest events that I'm over, my senior capstone nights, Friday night and Saturday morning, is my new student orientation. And they're both my events.
So basically what Lori was telling us, she has more important things to do than
capstone. Capstone's pretty big.
We understand,
oh my
Lori.
Gosh. And you're singing a concert.
I'm almost out, Lori.
Oh, honey, you just suck in everyone
I
else's
know.
Concerts.
I got to get in there with my straw and
That's
so
right.
I did a little drop
That's
out.
Right.
Lori,
no, Lori really wants
to
come.
Are you done part of that capstone that you can get up there? Is that in evening?
Except that Saturday morning, I've got new student orientation.
They don't have my opinion.
And they're both mine.
Don't you have another counselor there?
Mary. Yes, and they all help me greatly. But they're both my babies. Mm. They're my babies. And
oh, I feel bad that you're going to
I'm so sorry. I was set on that other date, so I apologize.
Well, I just want to say that Lori does want to be there.
I do very much.
So, this wasn't her saying.
He called me and we had a little talk about priorities.
Can you come for dinner, Lori?
Well, can.
Oh.
Can we find
senior capstone night? What time will dinner be?
Tuesday, 6:30 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no other date.
We're doing 6. Let me just check. I have it right here.
Unfortunately, there's no other date.
We can give her. Gift certificate. You can take your stuff down there.
That's true.
We can all okay.
We're interested in who your plus one would be.
Well, it's not Chuck.
We can't have it
He's out?
We did 7 p.m. for dinner. Just so last year, everyone had a little hard
Maybe
time getting up there right at 6.
Now,
7. So
remember, the traffic was terrible getting up there that early, too. Okay, I bet I could do 7. I could leave at 6.
Well, they were doing construction, weren't they?
Remember that mm-hmm. mess? Yeah.
We want you to feel welcome.
Oh, I feel welcome. I'm okay, Kim.
And I want to point out that Lori's arm seems to be back normal.
Oh, kind of. I just like to make, well, kind of. But see, nice little scar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Scar that tissue. Is.
Wow.
7 screws in this big plate, baby. Oh. Hard as a rock. That's, yep.
As long as you won the contest with the snow,
with
you were,
I
were
didn't.
Good.
That was the problem, because it's in a million pieces. But thank you for commenting on that. Okay.
And will everyone have a plus one at this retreat for dinner reservations? Okay.
If Laura doesn't have one, I'll be hers.
Okay.
I doubt if I will.
Okay.
We
and I'll be Mary's
Christmas.
And Laura.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We have more fun anyway.
Yeah, you had a sick girl, huh? We did.
Okay, and then your next board meeting will be
no,
in
not
March.
A run.
So. March?
We don't have a run?
March.
Yes.
What's the date?
March what? I know.
March 25th.
I should have told that.
Right here in the library.
Right here.
Right here where we're sitting right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Are you sure? We have till 8:10.
It says
let's just visit for a minute.
8:10 adjourned.
rest of it.
Is there something else you want to discuss that's actually on the agenda?
I'm just happy nothing's burning down. This is really
right,
good.
I know. Right.
Just it's nice.
It's been a good year. I mean, it's been a crazy year with employees for us, but
it has been.
It has been a really crazy year, but I think we're
but all intact. Don't you think that's because of the economy being so good? And
I don't know. Richard, in my whole career, I've never had teachers do that. Never.
Language arts teacher left. Like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the kindergarten teacher, like, here's 2 weeks. Just, you know?
It's weird.
Weird.
Oh,
yeah.
We had 2 days notice from a math teacher.
Oh.
Who does?
Okay.
Who does that?
Who needs to leave in 2 days?
She said, well, maybe I'll be back.
Oh,
I don't
not
think so.
So
I don't
fast.
Think so. You know, you burned a few bridges.
It just
honey.
Doesn't add up for me.
I don't think it's going to work. All right.
Maybe bide up my time. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I would love to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
The time is.
7:57. 8.